Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you. Episode number 604. If you are not already, we encourage you to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theBallerLifestylePodcast. We do bonus content there each and every week. And then, of course, my solo show, Bonus Bri. So we encourage you to check that out if you haven't already. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Good. When I was waiting for my tea to steep,
yeah,
I just clicked on some Instagram video, and it was just two terrible people that I really don't want to know more about, but I found out Piers Morgan interviewing Nick Fuentes.
I don't know who that is. Is Nick Fuentes, is he a proud boy? Like one of the Prouds?
He's either that or like a Nazi type version of that.
He's very little, right? Like I just see clips. Little. He looks very tiny and young. He's like a child. He's like a little itty bitty baby child, right?
Right.
And
he apparently has influence over incels, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well,
who's tuning into this guy? Who's tuning in for a Nick Fuentes?
I was watching an Instagram video, and somebody's taking a clip of that. Like, I wouldn't be tuning in.
Of course. No, I'm not accusing you of that, Ed. Hardly.
So I just saw the clip, and Piers Morgan goes, so do you think women should vote? And he's like, absolutely not. They should be at home or something. And then he's just
trolling. Come on. I mean,
so then he goes, have you had sex? And he goes, no.
Oh, he's one of those sex is gay guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like having sex is like, cause that's like just a waste of your energy. Like you should be holding on to your cum. Yeah.
How could you trust anyone's opinions if they've never even given it a go?
He's never had sex. Nick Fuentes is a virgin.
Never.
Did they say with a lady? Because I imagine,
I think the line of questioning was, are you gay? And he's like, absolutely not.
Then
they're like, something about how do you feel about women? And he's like, well, they're kind of annoying. And he's like, have you had sex? And he goes, no.
Wow. That seems like a big story.
Yeah, I just thought. And I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
And if he's a proud boy,
buddy,
what are you proud of?
Yeah,
what are you proud about?
Proud to use that mouth, I bet. Ed, this is a similar vein. I don't know if I've discussed on here. I'm unhealthily obsessed with Facebook Marketplace.
You've mentioned it. I don't. Get involved.
So if I need an item, take for instance a patio umbrella. So recently I moved, Ed. I moved like 6 months ago, and I downsized. And what I did when I moved, and this time voluntarily, because in the past we've discussed here that I moved and involuntarily, not of my choice,
threw and took your silverware.
Yes, a lot of my shit was gone. All my shit, actually. Except for my clothes, except for the stuff I shuttled out quickly before she got there. But like, I moved and I'm like, I don't need this shit. So I gave away my patio umbrella and now I need something to shade my patio. So
you gave away a patio umbrella and you moved to a place with a patio?
Yes, I know. But I was like, it's smaller. Like, I'm not going to need it. You know, I had like a big yard with a table and I gave away the whole mess.
The sun wouldn't find you where you live.
It's actually, you're right, Ed. You're right to make fun of me. It's actually much worse because it beats down through the window and I don't want to put up drapes because I don't want the room to be dark. And I'm like, if I just had a fucking umbrella out there, it would shade the window from the outside. So I'm on the hunt and I'm not like ordering from Amazon. Like, I just want somebody's old one. So I'm on Facebook Marketplace. But speaking of incels, you're looking for patio umbrellas and you fucking click one patio umbrella. It's showing you, because I'm like within 20 miles of my house, you know, like that's as far as I'm going for any item.
But now you're in the algorithm. You're getting the Luftwaffe.
Yeah.
Just bombarding you with patio umbrellas.
You need a patio umbrella in fucking Vegas. Like there's one there for sale. But I just saw this, Ed, and I'm just going to hold up my phone here because it also served me this, which I'm like, why do I recognize this? And it's a really good condition Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler, Ed, not the $6 million man, which
he just stole that.
Yeah. The $6 million man was called Steve Austin, Lee Majors.
Wait, is that an apron?
It's a leather vest. Here, look. Oh, that's the inside. Oh, that's the back, Ed. Look, it's got some hard ass. He's got fucking flames coming out of his eyeballs.
Imagine if it was Lee Majors.
Even better. Boy, that's...
You're buying that in a second.
I'd like to take a sniff of that Lee Majors penis. I'll tell you that much right now, because it's been in some fucking...
If these walls could talk, that... Yeah. Is he alive? If these balls could talk, this guy, yeah, he did lots of work.
Did he get Lindsay Wagner? Because she became the $6 million woman. So, like,
I think he famously, he had Farrah Fawcett.
Of course he did. Yeah.
Lee Majors.
Yeah, get his list. Anyway, I just want to point out that speaking of incels, there's on Facebook Marketplace, I'm not putting this guy's phone number out there, am I? Some guy called Anthony is selling a leather Stone Cold, the wrestler, Ed. This is a fucking adult. Well, does it say the size? Just says in really good condition. I assume this. Oh, it says inside. Hold on. WWF Attitude something. Doesn't say the size, but it looks like it's adult. I'm assuming it's adult size. Ed, he's selling this. Did you see the price? Did you see the price for this?
No, I didn't see the price.
Look at the price. Look at the price of this item. Do you see it?
$200.
It's $200, Ed. He wants to.
That's a Stone Cold ripoff.
Now, anybody that knows that's been on Facebook Marketplace knows you offer about like 60% of what you started around 60%. So I'd be like, you know, I'd go, hey, Anthony, I'm feeling like $120 here. You know, like, what do you think? And then he would either agree, or some people just tell you fuck off. But Ed, who the fuck out there? Like, how does this Anthony guy have this thing? And then also, like, who is he going to sell it to? Like, somebody's buying this thing? Like, what are you going to do? Is it like a Halloween costume? That's expensive ass Halloween costume, $200.
Right. It's very novelty. $200 is too much for novelty.
Do you wear this like when you go? Because, and I saw they had WrestleMania this year and it was at SoFi Stadium and it was I think we might have talked about it here. It was 2 days. 2 days of WrestleMania at SoFi Stadium, and a guy came in dressed as the Big Boss Man, who I know because the Big Boss Man was from my era, and he was a prison. His gimmick.
He had a flat top.
He was a prison guard, Ed. Like that was his gimmick, and he had a nightstick.
And like, unlike Rick Ross,
yeah,
he was proud of the fact that he was a prison guard.
He wasn't trying to hide that he was a CO. But like, is this, so you buy the, so the next WrestleMania is probably coming up soon. And if it's at SoFi again or whatever, are you buying this for your costume to wear to? Like, why do you need, is it like a jersey? You know, like what, like. Because then if it was a jersey,
like a cosplay situation.
Yeah, if it was a jersey, I would just go on that Chinese bootleg website that you told me about where I got my Ricky Henderson jersey and my Eric Davis jersey.
thing customers can find out about.
Right. Of course. Yes. You can message Ed in the DMs. And if you can prove to him that you're a Patreon subscriber, then he will give you that website. Oh my God, Ed.
So, by the way,
this free content. Yeah.
By the way,
setting the timer.
I looked at.
Yeah. Who's he fuck?
People magazine hit list.
Yeah.
It was like five people. So like, they're not giving real details.
Yeah. Because he got all the guest stars.
He married a college sweetheart from Eastern Kentucky University, yeah, Kathy Robinson.
What, the Hilltoppers?
That's Western.
Oh.
I don't know about Eastern.
Okay.
So they met in 59 where they were students, married in 61 and welcomed their son the following year. So like right away.
Yeah.
Then he married an actress named Patty Chandler. Don't know her. They each appeared in an episode of The Big Valley, whatever that is.
Oh, you don't know The Big Valley? That's a Western show, Ed. He was on that.
We got a fairly substantial name, and it appears it happened before Burt Reynolds.
Lonnie Anderson.
Sally Field.
Oh, man. That was a top shelf piece. Yeah.
He had her when she was like the Flying Nun or Gidgety or whatever.
Gidget. Back when she was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a spinner. She was a spinner. Spinnable.
Yeah.
Very tiny. Thank you. You're welcome.
Little cute.
Yeah. For the audience.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Karen Velez, Playboy model.
Oh, fuck. Karen Velez.
And the picture of them together, he's got a sweet mustache. He's looking very 1988 here.
This man was fucking.
Then somebody named Faith Majors, who was his longtime relationship. There must have been some highlights along the way.
Well, he was on The Big Valley, right? And then he was the $6 million man. Then he was on The Fall Guy. Yeah, these shows have guest stars. You think he didn't get Markie? Oh, man. Markie.
Or. Heather Thomas?
He got them both. He definitely got them both. Like, he's the star of the show.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Get the fuck out, man. Okay, Ed. Let's talk about some people who have the...
Just tell us who was that now. Just tell us who was that now. A sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
I might talk about Faith.
Start the clock?
Yes, that's what I was saying. I've started it late, so the clock is going. I got the clock going. You know what kind of sucks is the timer goes off, but you can't, the editing software, unless you're a Patreon subscriber, you can't hear the timer going off because it sounds like we're reacting to nothing because the software takes it out of there. Yeah. Ed, who died?
RIP to one of the all-time great architects, Frank Gehry.
Yeah.
96 years old.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I didn't know he was alive.
Me either.
This dude was a dude.
Yeah,
he the Guggenheim and Bilbao, Spain, like famous. It was in one of the Pierce Brosnan Bonds.
Yeah,
is it called like the Disney Amphitheater in L.A.
Yep.
Like
what, or Disney Concert like, Hall? Mm-hmm. Yep. Downtown L.A.
He's done some like.
Didn't he do the Met? The Metropolitan Museum of Art in Manhattan.
He may have done MoMA. Frank Lloyd Wright did the original Guggenheim.
But
he was one of the guys.
He's one of the guys. It's one of the guys. It's funny. It reminds me. Are you familiar with the comic Joe List, Ed?
Rings a bell, but not.
Fucking hilarious, and he's got a special on YouTube. I suggest you watch it. He's a Comedy Cellar guy, and he has a bit about finding out that Pablo Picasso was alive in the 20th century because he thought he lived in the 1300s. Anyway, I'm reminded of that when you said you didn't know Frank Gehry was alive. It's very funny.
I think Picasso made it to the 70s.
He died in 1973. That's one of his jokes. He's like, he saw 6 Super Bowls. He drove a car. Like who knew? I know.
RIP, very sad. Eldon Campbell, Clemson's all-time leading scorer. He was like a power forward.
Oh, yeah.
Big man.
Yeah.
He was a Laker. But
fuck yeah, he was.
At the end of his career, he won the NBA championships with the Pistons.
That's right.
57 years old. Drowned after medical incident.
Yeah.
So he had something.
He was fishing.
Out like fishing.
Yeah. And then he like supposedly like floated up on a jet ski or something. Like, do you fish on a jet ski?
I'm not a fisherman, but
I'm not a jet skier.
I've known people that are on like, they're by the waterside or they're on a boat.
Yeah. On a boat. Yeah.
Or
yes.
They're wearing the big wading things and they're in movie A River Runs Through.
Fly fishing. That looks very difficult.
It looks difficult, yeah, and boring. Also something I never want to do.
A buddy of mine, an old buddy, great guy, reached out to me and he was like, it's been too long, man. Give me your number. And then he hit me with his schedule for all the fishing trips he had coming up with like a bunch of guys we grew up with. And I'm like, look, I love to eat fish. I'll eat the fuck out of all the fish you caught. You cook that fish up. You serve it raw. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat the fish. There is something so stressful to me about being out. The thought of being out on a fucking boat where it's cold and the boat's rocking and the point of the thing is just to do fishing. Get the fuck out of here. No, thank you. Not coming.
I've said it many times.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian if I have to eat what I catch or kill.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, impossible.
I have no interest
I know.
And it's, you know, it probably would bum me out if I had to like kill a pig that was like snuggling up to me. Yeah,
pigs are smart.
Part of it like would bum me out, but also I don't want to catch and kill animals. Yeah. It's just like something that I want to do. The eating part of the food cycle. I don't want to kill. No interest. Like partially out of like, it'll make me sad, but like not fish. I don't give a shit about fish's feelings, but I don't want to catch what I eat. I just want to eat the fish. Let me have 8 million pounds of shrimp. Yeah, just let me. Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah. What about being on a boat? Like being on a boat? No.
Last time I was
sleeping on a boat,
I was on a boy's weekend and we did like a fishing thing.
Oh, you did do this.
And I was feeling seasick. I caught no fish. Yeah. I was like, it's enough, guys.
And like, you're like, I'll just drink beer, you know? And then it's like the drinking beer gets boring after a while. And then you're like, oh, I guess I'll drink another beer, you know? Like, no thanks. Look, and more power to you guys that fish. I'm just not coming with you.
Yeah. Again, it's not a moral thing. It's not for me. Yeah. It's not for me to like, try to catch what I eat. Just let someone else catch it for me.
R.I.P. Eldon Campbell, who, by the way, was like the leading all-time scorer at Clemson. He was from L.A. He was a Laker. He was an L.A. guy that went to Clemson and then came back and played for the Lakers.
I don't think Clemson was like big on the map.
No, they were not.
He went there. I remember him like when I was middle school or something, and he was a stud. Like he was a guy.
Look, I know we digress a lot here, but what's up with Clemson taking the bus to their own home games? Like, that is so G-worded.
No, but I think a lot of teams do that.
They do? Like, I don't like it.
No, I think the night before a home game, I think, I know Maryland, they'll stay in a local hotel.
Yeah.
Like, no, hotels. So I'm saying they might take a bus, like, half a mile from the hotel to the stadium.
But I think Clemson takes a bus and they run onto the field from the bus. Like that's part of their entry. No? You're saying no?
No, I'm saying that's
oh, okay. That's G-worded. Yes, if they do that. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. What else?
RIP Steve Cropper, guitarist and member of Stax Records, Booker T and the MGs, 84 years old.
The Colonel.
Stax?
Yeah.
Stax was like some good shit.
Yeah, Isaac Hayes.
Like good. It was the good black music that wasn't Motown.
Yes, totally.
It was funk. I feel like Redding might have been.
He might have been Stax. He was. Yeah, 100%.
Good shit. And so this dude, he was a guy. He was a grinder at Stax. He was in the house band.
He was in the Blues Brothers band. Like, he's the fucking man.
And like, they were always good. So like,
always, yes.
We gotta tip our cap.
Fuck yeah, Steve the Colonel Crow.
Another guy.
Amazing. Yeah,
everybody knows him, even if you didn't know his name. Yeah. R.I.P. Cary Hiroyuki Tagawa. Nice.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, Rising Sun, Pearl Harbor actor, 75 years old. If you wanted like a kind of well built, menacing looking Japanese guy, he was in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he had that edge to him. He was good.
You recognize
him. He was a, like, good character actor. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Very sad.
R.I.P. Rhett Messerly, adult film star, 27. So, if you're trying to make a living, fucking your brains out,
it's not
Rhett Messerly. Like, we've commented on some rappers that chose unfortunate names.
Is that a stage name? Rhett Messerly? Like, he was professionally known as Rhett Messerly?
I'm going to make the mistake of Googling Rhett Messerly.
Oh, your computer's fucked.
I read the obit that his family put out, and they're like, he must have had 60 girlfriends at the same time. Yeah. Like, and they, like, just leaned into it.
Yeah.
I believe. Here's an obit from Out Magazine. Okay, I'm not going to look at these.
Oh. Okay. So he was doing a different kind of pornography.
Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that everybody is finding
their thing.
True self. You want to watch dudes fuck dudes? I love it. I love it for you.
For sure.
But I don't love it for me. I'm not.
Yeah, you're not clicking the link.
What he's working with?
Yeah.
But the Google image search.
It's a problem.
I can't get there.
Rhett Messerly's such a good name, though. I might have to adopt it along with Chuck McGrindle, Carlos Von Carlos, Randy Frenchman, Randy Frenchman.
I'm coming around on Rhett Messerly.
It's a great name. Rhett Messerly, RIP, gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
I bet you had a nice hog.
His family said he's not in pain anymore.
Yeah. He took his own life.
Sad that he didn't realize that there are people who love him.
That's true.
Even here, we would have loved to help.
Loved the name. Friend, right? Just the name was enough for him.
Great name.
Yeah, great name. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show.
Oh.
I'll give hetero life a try.
Wow.
If you see something on my hand,
I mean, the song's so good. We play it every week, though. Rhett Douglas Messerly, Christian name, Ed, given name, Rhett Messerly, which, like, because
did he just raw dog the industry with his Christian name?
No, he didn't. Messerly, because it sounds like you're coming everywhere, you know? You're like, hey, look at me, I'm Rhett Messerly. And he's like, bleh.
Look out below, I'm about to make a Messerly.
Yes, he's like shooting ropes, you know? Like Messerly, like it sounds like marketing. Not his stage name, Ed. His stage name, Scott Finn, which is so boring.
I got it. Scott Finn, I'd rather make a Rhett Messerly. Look, I'm going full Christmas here.
Well, yeah. You are. You got your Christmas story mug.
Yeah.
Okay. Look. I'm gonna Google the Scott Finn guy. I'm gonna see what kind of cock he had going. I'll tell you right now. Oh, blur. No, safe search off. Okay. Scott Finn images. Here we go. Oh, he's very. This is a twink. Oh my god. This is.
He looks slight build.
Yes.
He looks very slinkish.
He's a teeny tiny little skinny guy, Ed, and I don't
fear for him. He might have been on the business end.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think maybe like what he was packing was like how he got work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He wasn't the Dom in these relationships.
No, definitely not. He's a skinny little guy. I mean, it's hard to tell because he's got like he appears to have like a 22 inch waist. So yeah, you know, it's like that little person that we saw in the Santa Claus themed pornography that right. one time. I think he's got just like a regular size hog, which is nothing to sneeze at, you know?
He's just got a normal messerly.
Yeah. But skinny rest of him.
You know? His rectum is getting messerly.
Yeah. See, that's so better. Rectum.
Yeah.
Messerly.
Wrecked Messerly. Yeah. He got his wrecked Messerly. The World Cup draw happened, and it was a debacle for many reasons. Yeah. But
because of the bribery?
Just giving shiny gold things to somebody who is going to really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky, because it's technically North America is hosting it.
Oh, again?
They had a... Mexican. I don't know the famous Mexican. Yeah.
Was it Jorge Campos?
Maybe.
Was it Joaquin?
Bumblebee guy?
Was it Joaquin? Was it Joaquin Guzman, aka El Chapo?
Who's the guy that dipped his fist in plaster of Paris before knocking out Manny Pacquiao?
And
he's Mexican.
Antonio Margarito. Wow. And what a pull.
Do you remember when there was like a slow motion and he just sent Manny Pacquiao to next week?
Yeah.
And as he's falling like slow motion Rocky style, you see his wife, Jinky Pacquiao, who used to sleep at the foot of his bed.
Yeah.
And she was just like,
yes.
Here goes my money train. It was like a timber situation. Yeah. He is out. On his way down.
Yeah. But didn't they? Now they caught him he was basically banned from the sport, but he did fight again. And
I think it was the fight or two after he annihilated Pacquiao.
Yeah. And he, I think Pacquiao fought him again and absolutely just fucking tuned him up. Like, was doing that thing where he wouldn't quite.
From that hand.
Yes.
Kind of different.
He's like, he didn't quite knock him out. He just beat the fuck out of him for 12 rounds to just like really make him feel it.
He's probably wearing a dribble bib now.
Yes. Yes. Antonio Margarito. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Anyway,
so
the Canadian representative was the most famous Canadian probably ever.
Lauren Green?
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh.
Lauren Green.
Geddy Lee? No? Oh, Wayne Gretzky. Of course, Wayno.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Gretzky.
Yeah.
And so he's so famous.
Yeah.
And he's done such little schooling because he was probably great when he was 6 years old.
Yeah.
They give you, like, you're doing the draw and you're just reading out names in pot number five or group number five. And he read the names and he started with Macedonia instead of Macedonia.
Yeah.
And then the hammer.
Yeah.
Small island country named Curacao.
Curacao.
He called it Caraco.
Where Kenley Jansen's from. Let's play. Look, I think we have a clip here. Let's see. Let's hear.
So dumb.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Caraco. Now,
Caraco. Did he,
like, you maybe want to.
Does he think it's Morocco, study? Maybe?
You do. Maybe you want to study these? I mean, but hold on it.
Dude.
Curacao's got the thing under the sea. It's got the accent. Yeah, it's got the accent squiggle. Below the letter. Like, come on.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
But he. I was thinking there might not be an athlete that was destined for greatness at an earlier age.
No.
It's why LeBron James, you know, appears reading the first page of classic books, but doesn't know anything about books.
Yeah.
When you're that good, there hasn't been one person in his childhood who's like, you know, Wayne, look at a fucking globe or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would put money.
Yeah.
My son's college education money that's about to hit next year.
Is he going to Fordham? Did we decide to go to Fordham? Stay nearby where Vince Scully went?
He actually, He actually, that's the first school he got into.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah. But yeah. He's waiting on some stuff.
Oh, okay.
But,
good for him.
But anyway, I would put that money, if I could double it, that Wayne Gretzky has been to Curaçao. I think he's been there. He's like the one of the most famous people ever.
He is.
He's married to, or he was married to a model. I don't know if he still is.
Janet Jones.
They've been to the Caribbean. Oh, they've been. He's been to Curaçao, and he's calling it Caraco because nobody said like, "Hey Wayne, maybe you want to try to like take a practice."
Yeah. Read all the names, like because he's thinking, well, I'm just gonna get Poland and Costa Rica and shit and Mexico. Like I can read those. There's a
Macedonia.
Who's bringing in Macedonia? Like they got a fucking soccer team there. This is bullshit. I side with Wayno here.
I'm trying to defend him in that.
Yeah.
He's never been more North Macedonia.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. He's been to Curaçao.
He's been to Curaçao, and he's calling it Caraco.
It's insane.
Just an A-plus moron.
And I'm not going to pile on here and just be like, what the fuck is going on with Wayne Gretzky's face? Because he looks like Tan Mom. He's so overly tanned, Ed. And puffy, like he's had a lot of face injections and he's got fake hair. And like there's all sorts of things happening with Wayne Gretzky. And nobody loves Wayne Gretzky more than me. Yeah.
What? He's great. I heard him on a Smart List like 2 years ago, and it sounded delightful.
Great. He's a great interview.
He's a moron. He's an absolute moron.
At one point, he was saying his son was like doing a report on him or something, and his son asked how many goals and assists and points he had, and Wayno just said, I don't know.
All of them.
He just said, just say the most. Just all you got to do is just say the most. And I'm like, that's so badass.
That is badass.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Matt Barnes, former NBA player.
Bruin.
Admitted.
Great
I
Bruin.
Believe on the Gilbert Arenas podcast, he admitted he lost $61,000 in an AI snow bunny scam.
I don't know what that is.
What happened was this seemingly hot chick was harassing him, and he said his girlfriend or wife was pregnant at the time. He just didn't want to stress her out, so he just settled, and it was not a real person.
Oh, so he was sexting. Like, you don't just pay somebody.
That was his excuse.
Yeah.
But he was sexting.
He was sexting.
His girlfriend was pregnant. He's like, or wife was pregnant. He's like, I got to get some. And then he thought he was going to fuck this.
Yeah.
And seemingly perfect features person when nobody actually has those perfect features.
Yeah.
Hot people don't have perfect features. No. They have
they're flawed.
Features.
They're flawed. Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's got, I celebrate it's people's flaws.
What a weird
number.
Amount.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Not like 75, not 50, 61 grand in an AI.
They're doing their conversions from like Congolese or Macedonian, you know, like it's that's just true. Comes out to 61,000.
Like, hey, listen, money's tight in North Macedonia here. I'm in Caraco. I need some money.
Or it seems more legit if they go, they don't go 60,000, they go 61. It's kind of like your tax guy's like, okay, we're going to put $4,514 for donations. Yeah. Because it can't be an even
number. Charitable this year.
Yeah. You can't put an even number in there or the IRS is going to know they're on to even numbers at
there's a
red flag there. That shit. Okay.
Former NBA player Jason Williams, not the one who murdered a Globetrotter chauffeur.
Whose dick he was trying to suck.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the white chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Williams.
Yes.
He thinks Klay Thompson's slow start is due to his relationship with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I mean, well, look, Klay Thompson kind of old.
He's 35.
Yeah, I know. Kind of old. Also,
I have a feeling white chocolate at 35 wasn't hitting high percentage either.
No. He's out of the league at 35. He's long gone. I will say, and I have to attribute this to the great, dear friend of the show, Travis Rogers, because I don't, you know, I like to give people attribution for their jokes,
yeah.
But he, I can't talk. But Travis is the one that pointed out to me that Clay Thompson looks like the PBS man. If you look at the logo of the PBS man, he looks just like Clay Thompson. So the PBS man. The PBS man, he's fucking the Stallion. And what, you think you're going to get better at basketball when your ball's deep in the Stallion half the time? Get the fuck out of here.
I've seen that WAP video. Yeah. This would be a lot to handle. Yes. This would
got a wet ass pussy.
A lot of energy out.
Yes.
This is not an amateur sexing.
No. So look, this is the price you pay. He's got his retirement job in Dallas, right? He's just, and also, didn't he make a whole bunch of threes the other night? Like he'll have a game like once a week or whatever. He's Clay Thompson. Right. He can still hit shots.
He's 35. That's how it works.
Yes, exactly.
You don't do what you're at 25. Yeah. And also at 35 versus 25, does he want to be able to score big six nights a week in the sack with Meg and the Stallion? Or does he want to shoot 1 for 10 six nights a week?
Exactly.
With Meg and the Stallion.
It's a balance. It's a balance.
You don't have the same energy at 35 as 25.
You know, and I'll be honest. I don't know who the fuck. I don't know the difference between Meg and the Stallion, and the Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I don't know the difference. I don't know. They're the same person to me. So
they were coming in hot in that video. I was seeing a lot. Yeah. I was seeing a lot
of ass. Yeah.
There were two women that I definitely couldn't satisfy.
Yeah, that's no one is and the other one's Cardi B. That, right? It's Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion that do a song.
Right.
They do wet ass pussy. Yeah. We're Ed, we are so middle aged.
I know. Yeah. But I actually know somebody in the concert business who gave me some info on one of the people we were talking about, and like,
oh yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot
of yeah
to be dealing with.
Yeah, going on there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
After not being selected for the college football playoff, Notre Dame is refusing to participate in any bowl games. The bitch move of all time.
Notre Dame.
They're like, we beat Rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us in.
Right.
We kicked the shit out of a service academy. Let us in. Yeah. We didn't beat any of the good teams.
And they were like trying to bank on their loss to Miami, right? Like they're like, we lost to Miami, who's good, so put us in, you know, like
instead of Miami, though.
Yeah. Instead of Miami. Yeah. Look, fuck Notre Dame.
I saw this posted and I kind of agree.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is not the time for the Catholics. They should probably be forced to take the season to term and not terminate it early. That's not God, my joke.
That's God's plan. That's God's plan. I need to know. I would like them to play in a bowl game because I need fucking answers on what Marcus Freeman is doing with his hairline, first of all. Secondly, sure. Notre Dame has not been good in my lifetime, but they consider themselves like college football royalty.
That's the thing. Yeah. You see these quotes and it's like, everybody wants to be us.
Yeah.
We were in middle school when Lou Holtz, they won a national title.
Yeah. Shared. Yeah.
I'll be 50 in a few months. You are 50.
I'm 50. Yeah.
Middle school is when it was like sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that. Like, they have not been good.
No.
Like the Manti Te'o year where they made the final.
Oh, and they got five.
I've never put more money on a team in a game than Bama that day.
Yeah.
I've never, because it was like they like got into it because they won their schedule. That was before there was like a playoff where they had to make it through lots of rounds.
Yeah.
I was like, this team, there's no chance. I've never been more confident.
Yeah.
It was
over by the second quarter.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, fuck Notre Dame. Fuck Notre Dame. But somebody tell me what's going on with Marcus Freeman's hairline, because I see it on TV. I mean, he's painting it on, but it's like, you know, he's painting it on. So that's just the style now? The style is it's like gel. It's like,
who else were we talking about that painted?
Oh, the
somebody
was a basketball. Oh, it was Jaylen Brown.
Oh, Jaylen Brown. When he went like. his head down on a white Knicks jersey and he just rubbed off his head.
And LeBron does it, and lots of guys do it. Right. And I guess we know that they're doing it, so it's okay to do it.
Ron Popeil stuff.
I think it's like a look. I need it. Look at this forehead. It's like a roller. You know, you roll. It's like you roll on the spackle or whatever on the forehead.
A boss move.
What
if you have to do that?
Yeah.
If you do the Eddie Munster, you just give yourself like the severe widow's peak.
Yeah.
It's like
that would look badass. Sweet. I would like that. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck.
We can get to the
his voicemails really suck.
Ed's such a bleeding heart.
His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than
ish. How's Ish doing?
His faults are useless. Shit.
Ish was trying to cuck me. What if we found out that Ish did in fact cuck me? Remember, dear friend of the show.
Holy shit, he used to be a little over the top.
He would do a recap on Twitter every week of stuff we talked about. And it was like pretty.
He quoted us back to us.
But then he would also be like, hey, she who shall not be named. Can I get a picture of your feet? You know, like it would be like real, very upsetting.
He wasn't the one who wanted her to read the Constitution, was he?
No, that was a different guy. It was the Declaration of Independence with her Australian accent. Imagine though, if like the whole time he was trying to cuck me, and then out of the blue, Ish and She Who Shall Not Be Named debuted as a couple, and then she
emailed Michelle a picture, their wedding picture of her and Ish.
fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, let's just do the voicemails.
Hey boys, Paul's
going.
Well, how about when you didn't know that Chris LaFosse was LSU? You're like, this Chris LaFosse said a thing.
I LSU planted him.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's so tall.
I don't know. I don't know anyone's names or anything.
No, this guy's very tall. Oh, I was gonna say if Telly would know about that because Telly was cucked by Haley Joel Osment. He had a piece set up and she was all ready to go and she's like, actually, no thanks, Telly. I'm gonna be fucking the I See Makes Dead sense. People guy. Yeah, and Telly was like, what are you gonna do? Like, I can't compete with H. Joe Oz, you know, like it's just not, there's just nothing I could do there.
Yeah.
So that could be me, but
seven cents and that's eating ass. That's what's happening.
He's a leg man that eats a lot of ass. Okay. Here's LSU.
A minute or two. First off, I need to apologize because I am not team current. I am probably three or four episodes behind. Yeah. I've been busy.
That's probably when I didn't know his name.
Yeah, exactly. With
the holidays and traveling and whatnot, trying to get Coach Hard down there. So,
yeah,
been a little busy, but anyway, us a, I had a
25 seconds on the fucking update on the world of LSU. Well, you know, I'm working on this big proposal. My family's, you know, family's doing good, but you're still working
on
stuff.
What'd you have for dinner?
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner?
Question. This is going to be posed to Ed.
And it's going
to
be Brian scooping.
Would probably answer Iggy Pop and, you know, we just, whatever.
John McEnroe.
It's Brian. So, anyway, Ed,
what Iggy Pop.
Kind of music either I'm saying did not currently, but did use back in the day to set the tone of the evening?
What the? I can't understand this call.
You know,
he's getting quieter.
The same age, so. Thinking Sade or Jodeci or something.
Oh, hold on.
I'm just curious what you
Sade?
Thanks.
He's saying, hold on. What kind of music, either I'm not currently, but this is back in the day, to set the tone of the evening? Oh, I have a fucking, I know. So, like, you're in high school or you're in college, you're having sex with Michelle's roommate before you did the flip.
I,
You throw on a CD. You throw on a CD. What is it?
I was never a sex to music guy. I just got it on when I got it on. But like, I didn't set the mood kind of thing, because it was like drunken hookups, and then all of a sudden I met my wife, and now I'm with my wife ever since. But I did my, like, our wedding song and music I love for that kind of vibe. Oh, yeah. Al Green.
Oh,
fuck, I'm an Al Green guy.
Al Green's great.
Let's Stay Together.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. I had this CD, okay? And it was, I just looked it up, and it was like a Lenny Kravitz, like EP. And it was like, you know, Lenny Kravitz, like, everybody wants to fuck him. He's so fucking beautiful. And it was just like very chill. And I would throw, anytime a chick would come over, I would throw this on. Listen. A little reggae beat. Lenny Kravitz is playing in Luxembourg in July, if we want to go, Ed.
My life is perfect.
This is Ed. You're picturing me fucking right now. You're seeing me ball. You see my ass in the air, me doing work. This is what I would throw on.
There's a lot of thing going on.
Eleutheria by Lenny Kravitz. This is my fuck mix.
So my history with Lenny Kravitz, pretty funny.
Yeah.
When I first was on the varsity football team, like this, I was a sophomore and the seniors were setting the music agenda.
Oh yeah.
And one guy just liked to fuck around, and in the locker room, he's playing It Ain't Over Till It's Over, and like just soft Lenny Kravitz music.
Nice. Yeah.
Like we played Metallica and shit like that, you know, Ride the Lightning. And he'd play that, and the coach would get so angry. He's like, "You're trying to get pumped up, and you're listening to love-making music."
Right.
He was just like furious.
It's kind of right.
And it was, but we were doing before practice. Who gives a fuck?
I agree.
And it was just really funny, because it would make the coach and our coach, my sophomore year, his name was Biff.
No one's been.
He was Bogey? Very much a Biff.
No one's, is Biff short for something? Like, people aren't just called Biff. Your mom doesn't call you Biff.
He had a real name, but I just remember he hated Lenny Kravitz so much, and they would play it, and he'd be furious. I would say most of what we listened to was like Ride the Lightning and shit like that.
Yeah.
But
get you pumped up, Slayer, Iron Maiden.
This one guy would just play it just to fuck with the coach.
Yeah,
and he hated it was good for a laugh. It was good for.
Yeah,
camaraderie.
That's good. I like that. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, ballers. It's Ben 906. Just a question.
Hey,
obviously, bowling related. What else did I talk about?
Yeah.
So now that it's the winter months in the Midwest, I kind of have a bit of a conundrum.
Tell me.
I can no longer leave my balls in my truck during the day.
This is insane.
But I'm getting ready to go bowling that night. It's not good to bowl with the.
My guess is, well, he's about to tell us. My guess is that the ball, like, shrinks or is not, like, it would need to be warmed up because of the molecular structure.
Like, it's a plastic.
It's a learned dense plastic. This. Okay, hold on. It's urethane.
For years, I thought it was, you know, cement because of Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, exactly. Who knew what they were made of? Apparently, granite, it's urethane.
Right? Isn't that what Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, it's carved. Yeah, from the quarry.
So powerful.
Yeah, you got it down the quarry. And it's like, why wouldn't it be made out of that? But apparently, they're made of urethane. And you can't, like, how often are you bowling that you need to have it in your fucking vehicle with you?
Isn't the bowling bag technology, have they improved on that? Like, a better insulation?
Yeah, like when I go snowboarding, I put those things in those hand warmers, like in my gloves, and to keep my hands warm, like when I'm on the lift. I'm gonna bowl later, crack open a hand warmer, throw it in the bag.
So if he goes into the office, he's bringing his bowling ball in the office.
I can't leave it in the car. That makes a lot of sense, Ed. Yes. He's walking around with
a bowling bag. Then if he gets in a fight, he's like Walter in Lebowski when they fight the Nihilists. He's swinging that bag around.
He is. Yeah. Ball flies. It's a good weapon, Ed.
You're going late at night and you're going to your car and you're a little worried about it.
Yeah.
You start doing a discus or a hammer throw spin.
Yeah.
You throw that ball bag into somebody.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to fuck them up. He did that to the Nihilists. Uli, the other one, Flea. The Nihilist, he fucked up with that bowling ball.
Don't worry, Donnie.
And also, what's his name? Who's his? Better Call Saul.
Peter Stormare?
Saul.
Bob Odenkirk.
Peter Stormare's great. I do know somebody that went to a party at Peter Stormare's house one time, and then
the allowed comer,
but Peter Stormare was not there. He went to a party at Peter Stormare's house, but Peter Stormare was not there. Better Call Saul, he tossed a bowling ball over the fence onto his mortal enemy, Harold's Jaguar, that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Then he ended up getting Harold murdered. That was a sad turn.
It was an abrupt turn.
Yes, it was. You weren't expecting that. Okay, back to the bowling ball saga of Ben 906. Okay, ice cold, see?
You could say to me, hey, Ben 906, why don't you just get a locker at the local alley?
I could have said that. I didn't know those existed. So I don't, had I known I would, there were alley,
I would
lockers,
think local alleys, meth heads are probably going to break into lockers.
Yeah, and they're going to fuck your ball. They're going to put their cocks in your thumb hole and just fuck the shit out of it.
Manic energy.
Yeah, they're going to messerly your thumb hole. You're going to go.
You're going to be like big old messerly right over the three holes.
Not again. Hey, Irv, you got to watch these lockers. One of these meth heads messerlied my fucking 16-pounder. Can't believe this shit.
You go there all the time. Why don't you just get a locker there?
Get a locker.
Well,
you go to different alleys.
Balls would be locked in one locker, and you can't go to easy lanes. And usually the lockers aren't big enough for really one ball and shoes, let alone three balls.
Three balls?
Stuff that you need. So it doesn't really make sense. So my question is, should I show up a little later to the office to peacock the three ball bag in to my office?
Yeah.
Or what should I do? Or should I kind of just go in my normal time?
That's what Ed was saying.
I'm thinking I should probably peacock it, but you guys would know best. All right, well, keep a baller.
I mean, you're a married balls. Guy, I think. So
is bowling like golf? Like you're staring at a 7-10. You're like, oh, I got to get out ball number three.
Yep. I think that is what it is. Or like what's...
That's wild. I never knew that.
What's the golf with frisbees? Frisbee golf.
Oh, you golf.
Frolf. Yeah. You got to you got a whole arsenal of them when you go out and do that. You can't just do it with one. You got to do it with like 20.
So he's got a three ball bag.
Yeah.
So
that's three balls.
Three balls. His forearms must be
jacked.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. Every night I'm over here doing the Rich Piana arm workout at the end of the night. I should just get a fucking bowling bag and just fucking walk around with that all day long. Your forearms would be fucking huge.
And to repeat, most of what I know about bowling is Fred Flintstone. So
same.
This is all news to me.
Yeah. I recall I was working at a PR agency in the 2000s. And, I'd tell you what, if you don't know this, like PR, I was the only dude. Like there was one guy in the whole fucking agency.
There are some dudes in it.
Very few.
But yeah. Not like you dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
There's some dudes.
Yeah. And I went and all these chicks got so fucking drunk. And I just, that's the last time I bowled. That's all I remember about it, as I haven't bowled since. And you know what I remember about bowling? It's expensive. You're expected to be a cheap activity and it's not. It costs a lot of money, but probably not in this podunk Cleveland adjacent place wherever Ben 906 lives. But in on the places on the edges, like where me and Ed live, shit costs money. Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bring the balls. Bring your balls to work, Ed. Or Ben. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, we're fucking giving them a lot of free content this week.
Oh. Ballers. Been a minute since I talked to you guys. A couple things. I gotta say, I am not happy about the timer. feel like
is this Charles Kiralt's illegitimate son?
It's probably for the best that this timer exists, because we got a story coming up.
It's going to trigger him. He's going to be triggered by it.
Yeah. Maybe it's best to cut it off.
Let's hear what he's got to say.
The little aggressive. I like to get like 45 minutes of free lifestyle content.
That's the point.
But hey, we live in a capitalist society.
That's right.
Two, for B. You guys, I'm listening to the current episode, because on every episode, current episode,
I appreciate that.
Talking about Fuzzy Zeller's comments.
Oh, right.
I have
that little boy right there.
Thought that the fried chicken stuff or the collard greens. First of all, those things are like in my Mount Rushmore of foods.
Ed, I'm gonna be real honest with you.
I don't know collard greens.
I don't think I've ever had a collard green.
Same, but we both were effusively praising fried chicken.
Yeah, and now a collard green is that it's like spinach, because I've had spinach.
Think it's in the spinach family, but I've never had it.
And what do you do?
I think I had it once at a soul food restaurant, but the problem, it was one of those things that the dish, it was like a plate with there was all kinds of shit.
It all mixes together,
including gravy.
Yeah, it all mixes.
And so But I've never prepared collard greens at home.
How about those? Me either. How about those people? But I do eat a lot of spinach, so I might be in the collard.
I love spinach.
Yeah,
I love spinach.
What? How about those people that don't like their food to touch?
I think
serial killers.
I think that's autism, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. What about the people that set out like their plates segmented? And they eat all the mashed potatoes, and then they turn the plate, and they eat all the collard greens, and then they turn the plate, and then it's like, what is that?
That's serial killers.
What is
that's
that?
Serial killers.
What is that? Now, I am not as much as my dear friend Matt. My buddy Matt is a proportional eater, and he also can't play golf until the fantasy football season's over. So, like, do what you will with that information. But I'm also a proportional eater, so I eat like a little bit of everything until there's just exact amounts until it's gone. Now that's okay.
You know what I do?
Tell me.
I sometimes go on a run.
Yeah.
And then I start looking at how everything's playing out, and I'm like, well, I want that to be my last bite.
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Like Thanksgiving dinner, yes. For example. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it and I'm like,
love this.
I think the final bite, I want it to be the stuffing. So I will, like, maybe I was already going a little hard on the stuffing. So then I pump the brakes because I want my final bite to be that. So I do survey the landscape, but sometimes I'll go a little heavy here. But then as the plate is getting smaller,
line
that's when I start making decisions.
Yeah, you're like Rommel. You're attacking the eastern flank, you know?
I prefer to not be.
Oh, Patton. Patton. You're like, hey, we're going to get it. We're
kind of a piece of shit.
They all are. What? You're like, look, we're going a little heavy on the turkey on the eastern flank. Let's ease up and attack from the north here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see where this guy's going with this.
I guess there's a racist component to it, but
I explained this.
I love 100%. That stuff.
Yeah, well, I like and it too. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like
I get what he's saying. Food is not inherently racist, but it can be, you know, like Dave Chappelle talks about this. Yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller was trying to make a racist joke, and anyone who saw, I remember watching the clip on old school SportsCenter.
Yeah.
He was trying to make a racist joke.
Tell that little boy right there. Yeah.
To that point, those jokes were, there wasn't a SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And you could just make those jokes and you would get lots of laughs.
Yeah. Especially where he hangs out.
Yeah. So he was trying that.
Yeah.
But no, if you don't like fried chicken and you eat if you don't eat any animals or whatever, then I get why you wouldn't like fried chicken. But if you eat chicken in any dish and you don't like fried chicken, well, then there's something wrong with you.
Chicken is boring. You know, like you got to put a flavor into chicken.
I'm saying if you have like chicken in other things and you're okay with that and you're not okay with fried chicken, right. Well, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's something wrong. I agree with you.
It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be a racist comment, period.
I agree.
Everyone loves it.
Sure.
Anyway.
Dave Chappelle talks about this. He said, I thought I liked chicken.
Look at him. He loves it.
He says, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out that I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken.
He's a baller. Love you guys.
Okay. I love you too, buddy.
Love you.
Appreciate you. Oh, he called back. Look, he doesn't call very much. We'll let him call back.
Guys, I'm back. I feel like I need to clarify.
I knew it. I knew what the second call was going
to be. He's like, I'm not racist, but.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm just listening in my head and I just defended a racist.
I just feel like everyone loves fried chicken.
Yeah, we're there with
you. That's what you said the first time.
A few other items that, can be stereotyped in the wrong way.
Yep.
But like,
just keep talking. Just keep talking.
Hope I'm not digging myself.
He's gonna keep digging.
He's gonna close this call by saying all lives matter.
I love that shit as Winston Danny.
Yeah, sure. Tell us.
Yeah.
Just keep talking.
White power.
At least you're anonymous. I agree. What? Look, yes. Now I need to have some collard greens. Fair. Yes, I agree with you, buddy. Thank you. We love you, buddy.
The second call is the best. My favorite part of the show this week. But all this talk, I think I'm getting Popeyes this week.
I
love fried chicken.
Me
love
too.
It.
I'm going to put myself in the vicinity of some fried chicken. I agree with you. And some green. I don't think that collard greens are available in my region of the country.
The problem is unless you're going to a soul food restaurant, right. you don't see that on your average American restaurant place.
I agree. Okay. One more.
On the winter solstice, people across Scandinavia, Northern Germany, and Poland celebrated Joel, as it is known in English as Yule.
Yule.
Most of the ballers know that this is Ed Daly's Christmas book.
Oh. It
could be purchased on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Ed. And you could make Ed very happy for purchasing this book that he wrote about this great holiday. And you could say it's your friend who you've never talked to. Well, at least I've never talked to him, but only through a voicemail, which makes it fun. Anyways, Merry Christmas, Ed. Thank you for this great book. I enjoy reading it. Have a wonderful day and a great Christmas.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Fan weighing
updated
in.
Updated for 2025,
yeah.
I might add.
Guys, check out the available on Amazon, Ed's Christmas book. Okay. Yeah. That's it, guys. We appreciate everybody that's listening. If you're a Patreon subscriber, hang on. If you're not, we will see you next week.
Goodbye.